Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 2nd, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Please pray with me.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious life that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where with them few limitations, we can worship freely, speak freely, and actively participate in the government. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today and all day, so that we have the wisdom to make the right decision for the right reason. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Please join me in the standing pledge on making strong. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right. Begin our agenda today out of order under Commissioner's Court. Item B is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Tourism Week in Jefferson County. And item D is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Drug Court Month. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Kathy, if you'd like to bring LaRue and Dean up here, and anybody else you want to bring, Commissioner Alfred is going to read the proclamation of Tourism Week.
Thank you. Lunch.
Proclamation, National Tourism Week. Whereas travelers has a positive effect on Texas and the nation in economic prosperity and image abroad to business productivity and the individual traveler's well-being. And whereas travelers to within Texas provide significant economic benefit to the state generating 70.6 billion spending directly by travelers and tax revenue of 6 billion for state and local governments, funding used to support essential services and programs. And whereas travel is among the largest industries in the state, supporting 1.1 million jobs in 2014, including 630,000 directly in the travel industry and 474,000 in other industries. And whereas travelers in Jefferson County, Texas provide economic benefit for the county, employing 5,840 jobs and generating 7.96 million in local sales revenue and 541.3 million in total direct traveler spending. And whereas travelers spent in our region enhance the life of local residents through sales tax paid by out-of-town guests, thereby decreasing residents' tax to cover services enjoyed by all. And whereas travelers is a catalyst that moves the local economics forward and builds on the visitors' amenities and experiences available for travelers and local residents. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the week of May 1st through May 7th, 2016 as Travelers and Tourism Week in Jefferson County, Texas, and urge all citizens to recognize and observe the impact of tourism as in Jefferson County, Texas. Signed this day by the Commissioner's Court, the Honorable Jeff Brandt, the Honorable Eddie Honor, the Honorable Brent Weaver, the Honorable Michael Shane Senegal, and yours truly as well.
Himself, if y'all would like, who's going to come up for? I had Judy Pash on here, and Judy Pash isn't here. Proclamation relating to Drug Court Month. Whereas drug courts and other treatment courts have served over 1.4 million individuals, and whereas they are now recognized as the most successful criminal justice intervention in our nation's history. Whereas they save up to $27 for every dollar invested and up to $13,000 for every individual they serve. Whereas 75% of treatment drug court graduates will never see another pair of handcuffs. Whereas drug courts significantly improve substance abuse treatment outcomes, family reunification, substantially reduce drug abuse and crime, and do so at less expense than any other justice strategy. And whereas treatment courts facilitate community-wide partnerships, bringing together public safety and public health professionals in the fight against drug abuse and criminality. And whereas there are now 2,966 drug courts and other treatment courts nationwide. Whereas drug courts and other treatment courts are the cornerstone of criminal justice reform sweeping the nation. Drug courts demonstrate that when one person rises out of drugs and crime, we all rise. And the time has come to put a drug court in each and every eligible person in need. Therefore, be it resolved, the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court declares that the Drug Court Month be established during the month of May 2016, recognizing the practitioners and participants who make drug courts work, and the significant contribution that drug courts have made and continue to make in reducing drug usage, crime, and violence. On this day, by the members of the Commissioner's Court.
Thank you very much. I would like to say that what we have here We could not do this without the we are saving
consider and possibly approve a resolution to nominate a director to the Board of Directors of Jefferson County Appraisal District to fill the vacancy of C.L. Sonny Sherman pursuant to Section 603.1 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Do I have a nominee?
Judge, I would like to address the court and the public and nominate Ms. Lauren Mason. Lauren is a attorney here in Jefferson County. She's been very active in other civic and organizations, City of Beaumont Planning and Zoning Commission previously, several other things, worked as a volunteer. She has also been appointed or recommended by both the City of Beaumont and the Beaumont Independent School District. Lauren's here with us today. Lauren, you stand up and be recognized. Appreciate that you're willing to volunteer in this capacity, and I'd like to recommend her for our consideration to nominate to the JCAP.
I have a second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford, and I think it's appropriate. I thank you for agreeing to serve. I think it's appropriate, given that you've been nominated by the City of Beaumont, and the position that's being filled is for someone who was elected and votes by the City of Beaumont, and I think it's important that the county give deference to the city so that their nominee can they can continue to have representation on that board. So, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So.
Thank you.
All right. Under purchasing, we have two items. Item A is consider and approve execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for adult status with Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with Clark Mosquito Control Products, Inc. for a fourth one-year renewal from May 31st, 2016 through May 30th, 2017. Item B will be tabled because of information that was received by purchasing late on Friday. Item C is consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchase?
So move, and I do it twice because of that angle. We talk about mosquitoes. Right?
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under county auditor. Item A is consider and approve the budget amendment for park for repairs to sidewalks at Walter Humphrey State Park in an amount not to exceed $20,000 with any unspent funds being transferred back to contingency items. Item B is consider and approve acceptance of $11,952.48 from the City of Grove for partial reimbursement of the county's match on the 2014 Port Security Grant. Item C is receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending February 29, 2016. And item D is receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending March 31, 2016. And item E is regular county bills, check number 420008 through 420246. Do I have a motion on those items under county auditor?
Yes.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under county commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve an order designating an official court reporter for the county court of Jefferson County pursuant to section 52.042 of the Texas government code. Item E is consider and possibly approve an order renewing the Lucide International LLC reinvestment zone pursuant to section 312.203 of the Texas tax code. And via addendum, item F is consider and possibly authorize the firm of Allison & Bass to initiate a declaratory judgment proceeding to clarify the law relating to the assessment of jail fees by the county. We have a motion on those items under Commissioner's Court. Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, via addendum under District Attorney, item A is a request approval for Marcello Malfino, investigator with Jefferson County District Attorney's Office, to attend the officer-involved shooting training seminar held in Gonzales, Louisiana, May 9th through 11th, and that's a budgeted item, and he filled out his information and answered the board questions. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that completes our regular agenda. And I apologize to you. I was speed reading through the agenda today because I have another meeting that I have to get to. But I thank you for being here today. Anything the commissioners wish to bring to the attention of the public? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.